After nearly a month away, Petro Poroshenko has returned to a country seething with political turmoil. After a hold-up with border guards at the airport, the former Ukrainian president headed to a court in Kiev, tailed by his supporters, vowing to fight back against charges of treason. A prosecutor has accused Poroshenko of financing separatist forces in the eastern Donbass region, an explosive accusation at a time of growing threats of a Russian invasion. Charges, he says, which are trumped up by the government intent on shutting down political opposition.
It's not about blaming Poroshenko or accusing Poroshenko in trading with separatists, but that he approved a scheme, a trade scheme, of transporting energy coal from the occupied territories to the government-controlled areas. However, still, the prosecutors did not release any kind of evidence that there is a link between President Poroshenko and the Russian-backed separatists.
The man who made his fortune as Ukraine's chocolate king is one of the country's wealthiest businessmen. But his assets have been frozen since the launch of the investigation into whether he was involved in the sale of large amounts of coal that helped finance Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine in 2014 and 2015. President Zelensky says he is clamping down on oligarchs and wants to reduce their influence in Ukraine's political and economic life. But against the backdrop of this political fray, the reality of Ukraine's security situation is precarious. While Western governments continue to appeal to Ukraine for political unity, Russia has continued to build up its troops at the Ukrainian border. Currently, there are 100,000 Russian forces amassed at the eastern and northern frontiers, holding drills. High-level talks held between Russian and Western officials last week came to nothing. The possibility of a reconciliation in Ukraine is hanging by a thread. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.